The Alabama legislature ended their 2010 session Thursday evening, and a bill of interest to livestock producers did pass and has already been signed into law. House Bill 561, which deals with livestock care and handling standards, is considered to be a major win for the livestock industry in the state. Brian Harden, Assistant Director of Governmental and Agricultural Programs with the Alabama Farmers Federation, explains why the passage of this bill is so important.
As we look across the country, and again, a change in the understanding of how animals are raised on farms, is that there are things that maybe the public doesn't understand, but that are, you know, understood and scientifically accepted practices for raising animals on the farm.
Harden said a coalition of several agricultural and livestock groups worked together on this bill.
And it sets the Department of Agriculture and its board and the state vet as being the entity that would approve any standards that are to be had on farms for livestock care and handling.
So House Bill 561 is now law in Alabama. And another bill of interest to livestock producers is Senate Bill 97, which states agricultural checkoff program audits are to be changed to every 2 years. It also passed and has been signed into law and includes all checkoff programs in the state, including those for cattle, swine, eggs, sheep, and goats. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.